Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayis Masechtas Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnayis Vav and Zion. So in the last Mishnah, we were talking about the person who would be bringing the Tamid over to the slaughtering area, and at the same time, Misha Zacha B'dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi V'HaMenorah Hayu Maktimim, the people that were Zocha, that won in the lottery, the privilege of clearing the ashes from the inner altar and from the menorah, they were beginning to proceed. V'arba kelim biyadim, and there were four biyadim. There were four kelim in their hands. Hateni v'hakuz u'shte maftechos. There was a teni, which is a basket, a kuz, which is a jug, and two keys. Hateni domo letarkav gadol shel zahav mechazik kabin v'chetzi. The basket is similar to a large vessel, which was called a tarkov, that was made out of gold, and it held in it two kavs and a half. And the Rav points out that the word tarkov is a conjunction of the words tray and kav, that would have two plus a kav, which meant a tarkov had three kavim in it. But this vessel only looked like a tarkov, but only held two and a half kavim. V'hakuz dome lekiton gadol shel zahav, and the jug looked like a large pitcher made out of gold. U'shtei maftechos echad yorel amas hashechi ve'echad poseach kivan, and the two keys, one he needed to reach his hands all the way in and up into his armpit. It was used to open a door that he had a special lock that he had to reach his arm all the way in to be able to open. And the second one, just open quickly, literally it means, but really opened it like a regular door. Mishnah Zion now talks about the route that the Kohen would take to enter the Heichal and open up the Heichal for the day. So, Balo Lepishpash Hatzifoni, he would come to the northern minor doorway. And now the mission now starts to explain what's the difference between the northern doorway, the minor doorway, exactly what are we talking about. It says, Ushnei Pishpashin Hayu Lishar HaGadol. There were two minor doorways to the Shar HaGadol, to the great gate of the Heichal. Echa B'tzafon ve'echa B'darom. One in the north and one in the south. Shebedarum lo nichnas bo adam miolam. The southern gate, no man ever went through. Va'alav humafarish alav yidei cheskel, and on it about the door, it was explained by the prophet Yecheskel. Va'yomer Eli Hashem, hashar hazeh sagar yet lo yifaseach. Hashem said to me, this gate shall be closed. It shall not be opened. V'ish lo yavo bo, and a man shall not enter it. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael balvo v'haya sagur. Because Hashem, the God of Israel, comes through it, it shall be closed. So that's why that gate was supposed to be used by God, and therefore it can't be that it would be used by a human being. Natal es ha-mafteach u'pasach ha-pishpash. So he would take the key and open the minor doorway. Nichnas l'ta. He would go in and enter the ta. Literally means a cell. There was a room there. And min ha-tal ha-heichal. And from the ta, he would enter the heichal itself. Ad she-magia l'shar ha-gadol. Until he'd be facing the great gate. There were really two different gates there. There were two different doors. So first, and this is according to the Rav, what happened is Yigil Shara Gadol, he would get to the great gate, Heviras Haneger Viasa Poschos Uv Socho. He would remove the bolt, the locks, and he would open it. So first he would open there is either a bar or a lock that was on the inner door, and then he would walk to the outer door and take the key. They had to reach his arm all the way into it because that door is much thicker, and reach in all the way around to the outside and then open the outer door that way. Lo haya shochet ad sheshomea kol shar hagadol sheniftach. And the person who was going to do the shechita for the Tamid, he wouldn't actually do it until he heard the doors opening.